Jean Zaruto is here with me now. She is the president of the Marin History Museum, also in charge of the place right now as an interim basis. And in that role, or both those roles, working on a Marin Memories book project. Tell us about it.
The Marin Memories, the Early Years book project, is one that's in partnership with the Marin Independent Journal and the Marin History Museum. The publisher on this is Pediment Publishing up in Washington. And they partner with various media across the country who hires them to put together history books of their particular communities. And when the Independent Journal was approached and Pediment asked them about their photo archives and stories, the IJ naturally turned to the Marin History Museum. We've had the pleasure for many years, decades actually, of housing, caring for the Marin Independent Journals all the way back to 1861. So whenever the IJ needs something, they call us up and we can find it for them.
That sounds like a heck of an index.
It's quite an index. It's quite a collection. Many people think digitizing is the way to go, which we're very fond of, but there's nothing quite like touching the paper.
And yet for this project, you're trying to augment that.
Yes. In addition to scanning from the museum's over 200,000 photos and the IJs, Pediment also likes to bring in the public to share their stories. So the public is invited four times during the week that Pediment is scanning to bring in their own photos, up to 10 per person to be scanned.
So they can share their pictures without having to give them up.
That's right. They're digitized. The publisher wants to scan from original photos only, no copies and no newspaper. And they will then digitize everything, and the entire collection of what's digitized ends up coming to the Marin History Museum. So we'll have it for archives.
So what kind of pictures are you looking for?
Oh, everything that has to do with Marin history, general interest, commerce, transportation, anything rural, public life, and family photos as well.
You said the early years. What years are we talking about?
The publisher is focusing on the 1800s. For Marin, that would be mid to late 1800s, up through the 1960s.
So that covers most of the photographic era.
Most of it. And originally, the publisher had proposed 1930s. But the IJ said, and I backed them on this one, there was so much unique change and growth in Marin County through the 1960s, we had to get at least through the 1960s to capture the true essence.
For people who have things that they might like to have included in this process, how do they go about it?
The best way to do that is to go to marin.pictorialbook.com, where they can find all of the information, the submission forms. They can even pre-order books there. And there are four scanning sessions, Novato, a couple in San Rafael, and then one down in Tiburon.
And the book itself, when's that likely to be available?
The book will be out in the late fall, and my understanding is that we will all take delivery of that sometime in late October, early November.
A little bit of history to anticipate.
A lot of history to anticipate. This is a project long coming, but nobody has put forth the resources, the time, towards pulling it together, and I just think this is an amazing partnership.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I hope you get some interesting responses from all of this, and I appreciate your taking time to talk with us today.
And we appreciate your interest as well, Bruce. Thanks so much.